We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I want to start this hour with a little lesson in journalism.
Okay.
Courtesy of a true American journalist, Les Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Les Bowen was doing a Zoom conference with Doug Peterson the other day, and Doug was asked about Brett Favre saying that Nick Foles would have been a better choice than Carson Wentz going forward after they won the Super Bowl. At the first time it was asked, Doug Peterson said, "I respect Brett's opinion."
Yes.
At that point, I'm guessing Les Bowen went, "Uh-oh. I better make sure we know what we're saying here." So Les re-asked the question. Here's Les.
Hi, Doug. Just to clarify on the Brett Favre business, you said you respect his opinion, but his opinion in this instance was that you should have kept Nick Foles and gotten rid of Carson Wentz. I'm assuming that's not your opinion?
I respect Brett's opinion. He's entitled to his opinion, and that's fine, you know, and I'll leave it at that.
Wow. I don't think you leave it at that. Les Bowen from the Inquirer.com Daily News is out live with us right now. Hi, Les.
Hi, Angelo. Speaking to you from my bathtub.
All right, Les, first thing, why did you feel it was important to re-ask that question?
Well, we just went through it. I mean, scrolling back a little bit, I think none of us thought this was a big deal.
Right.
For Brett Favre to say this, I mean, it's so irrelevant at this point. You know, A, Nick Foles, it's been a couple years, and B, Nick Foles isn't lighting the league up. He's been with two different teams since he left here. It's, you know.
Right.
But because he's so close to Doug, because Brett Favre, I think, basically formed a lot of Doug's aggressive philosophy as a coach during their playing days together, obviously, you wonder if this is something Doug has said, you know, I wish we had done something else or something
right.
like that.
Right.
So you want to get that cleared up. And all you're looking for, and Tim McManus asked the first time, and all Doug had to say was, "Hey, you know, Brett's a good friend, but hey, Carson's my guy." And it's all over, at least from my perspective. But he never said anything about Carson. So I asked again, and he still didn't say anything about Carson. In fact, he made it really seem like you just played it. I mean, it made it seem like he agreed or something. And thank God, when we got to the end of the press conference, we all get like one chance on these Zooms. Rob Motti from the AP dived back into the fray and just laid it out for Doug about what people were going to say if he didn't endorse Carson Wentz. And then he did, you know, and he kind of got mad at us, you know, and started talking about putting words in his mouth. And I don't know.
Les,
you know.
Rob does not ask the third question. It ends with yours. What's your story? Yeah. What do you write?
Oh, I think then you have to really speculate that, you know, that this is something that he's having second thoughts about. I can't. I'm glad he cleared it up because I can't really believe that narrative. It doesn't make any sense. But it just amazes me that he didn't understand. You know, that's kind of like press conference 101. You know, I mean, I thought everybody understood. What I always try to put myself in the other person's shoes, and how do you not get what you have to say there.
Right. I'm with you now. Now, I am in the speculation business here at WIP, Les, and I think the fact that it took three attempts does reveal something, and it's that he's not thrilled with his quarterback right now, that he's not in a mode to instantaneously jump to his support. What do you think?
Oh, that's a good point. I also think Marcus Hayes made a good point in his column. I don't know if you saw it.
Yes, I did. Yes.
He had talked to a couple people who said Doug went into the press conference knowing he was going to be asked about this, and his chief concern was that he not, you know, say anything detrimental about Brett Favre.
That's crazy, too, though. He's not coaching Brett Favre. He's coaching
Brett Favre was unaffected.
But Les, the damage is to the guys he is coaching, not a friend. He didn't calculate that. All right, Les, let's go in a more general sense for what kind of pressure you think Carson Wentz is on as he goes into New York on Sunday. Is it getting closer to the point where he's going on the bench if he doesn't fix the turnover problem?
Well, from a practical standpoint, I think, Angelo, he'd only be going onto the bench for a sort of a reset. I mean, they've made this commitment, this money commitment to him. There's too many careers are on the line, not just his. You know, the people who drafted him are still here, and they can't lose that much face. But it is a critical game. They have a stretch of real tough games coming up after this, and I don't think the Giants will be an easy game. But he's getting his weapons. Rieger should be fully back in sync. Dallas Goedert should be fully back in sync. Miles Sanders should be on the field. The offensive line should settle down. They should get Suamalo and Lane Johnson back this week. He should be in a situation where it's, you know, most of the things that have played into this from the outside are removed, and it should be a good game for him. And if it isn't, I don't know where we are, really, and in terms of where this is going.
Well, here's Les. I'm on the other end of it. This is not journalism, what we do here. But, Les, they put the quarter in. They started this machine when they used the second-round pick on another quarterback.
I heard Jonesy talking about that, and that's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, Les, explain it to me, because why would they raise this issue by doing that? What was their plan for Jalen Hurts, if not have him in case they decided to not stick with Carson or Carson got hurt?
I was dumbfounded. I had no thought that this would be what they would do. Their rationale that they have stated publicly is, they have a huge salary cap problem going forward. They wanted a good backup because of Carson's injury history. They felt like they needed a very capable backup on a rookie deal who doesn't make much money. And, you know, someone that they could maybe do something with. In 2012, they had targeted Russell Wilson. And the Seahawks drafted him before they could. And, of course, they drafted Nick Foles, which worked out pretty well. Mm. But nonetheless, they think this guy is Russell Wilson. But I don't see why you draft Russell Wilson if you already have a franchise. If you already have, like, Ben Roethlisberger, why would you draft Russell Wilson? You know, I mean, if he's 27 years old. It does undercut him. I don't know if they can't really grasp that because they're looking so much at their grand machinations with the cap and so forth, or if they just don't care, if they're kind of exasperated with the guy. I don't know. They don't give you a lot of cues, you know, publicly.
All right, Les, give me your gut on Sunday in New York. How do you think the Eagles, with 2 weeks to prepare, how do you think they do up there?
Well, Doug is 1-3 coming out of the bye. The only win was the Super Bowl year.
God.
Thanks.
The Giants have been playing very well, actually. You know, they started out 0-5, but they've really rounded into a fairly decent team. They're not a good team, but they're, you know, their offensive line is improving. Their defensive line is good. I think it'll be tough. The Eagles are favored by 3.5. I think I'm picking them to win by 2.
Wow.
You know, I think I just don't – the Giants' last 5 games have been decided by a total of 10 points. And, you know, they could lose this. And if they do, like I said, the next 4 games are against better teams. So I don't know where they go if they lose this. But I think they might find a way to squeak through it, just like they did in the game here October 22nd. But, you know, I'm not – if they roll, if they win this by 20 points, then good for them. And I'm totally, you know – off base, but I don't see it.
All right, Les, I'm going to end the pep talk at this point because I'm almost suicidal. Les, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for coming out with us today.
Thank you, guys. Take
Les
care.
Bowen with
now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.